The Alaska Energy Authority has responded to letters from the National Marine Fisheries Service and U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service that questioned research being done on the Susitna-Wautana hydroelectric project. KTNA's Philip Manning has more.
Of the two federal agencies, the National Marine Fisheries Service took a stronger position regarding AEA's ability to produce accurate models of salmon activity in the Susitna River. The NMFS letter cited 14 areas of concern, including sampling methods and possible misidentification of juvenile fish. The agency says that the problems are significant enough that no further studies should be done until they're resolved. On Wednesday, AEA labeled the criticism as inaccurate. In a news release, Susitna-Wautana project manager Wayne Dyock says the NMFS letter, quote, relies on mischaracterizations and generalizations. The actual response letter by AEA, which is signed by Dyock, goes even further, saying that assertions made by the Fisheries Service are untenable, bordering on the absurd. AEA's response letter to the National Marine Fisheries Service totals nearly 50 pages. Most of that is a line-by-line refutation of the concerns listed by NMFS. Many of AEA's specific responses assert that NMFS is either ignoring the data or misunderstands the methodologies being used. The Alaska Energy Authority maintains that it is following the study plan approved by the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. FERC will have the opportunity to hear out both sides soon. Meetings are scheduled to start next week to discuss the Susitna-Wautana fieldwork. Part of the objective of those meetings is for FERC to decide what, if any, changes need to be made in future field studies. In Talkeetna, I'm Philip Manning.